Welcome once again to Landmarks for Living. This is Richard Melson, evangelist at the Needmore Road Church of Christ. This is a radio ministry where every listener is encouraged to not only read, but study their Bible daily according to Acts chapter 17 and verse number 11. Friends, God is indeed concerned what you think. Friends, God is indeed concerned what you do. Today is May 31st, 2026. Please check out our website at www.needmoreroadclc.com. Past broadcasts of Landmarks for Living are archived at our website. Past issues of the Edifier newsletter are available for your download. Also subscribe to our YouTube channel. We would love for you to visit with us on Sundays at 2211 Needmore Road, Bible study at 9:30 a.m., worship at 10:30 a.m., and we assemble again on Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. for worship. Wednesday, we assemble at 7 p.m. And we are announcing the fact that effective June the 3rd, we'll have our summer series beginning June the 3rd on Wednesday at 7 p.m. going through August the 26th. The theme of this year's summer series is Be Encouraged, Studies in the Epistles to the Hebrews. And we'll kick this off this year with Bob Vincent of Tip City, who will be introducing the subject by looking at Hebrews chapter 1. So again, our summer series, Be Encouraged, Studies in the Epistles to the Hebrews, Wednesdays, 7 p.m., starting June the 3rd and going each Wednesday through August 26. I appreciate everyone who listens to Landmarks for Living each Sunday morning on 98.7 FM, WGNZ AM 1110, FM 104.3, or online by streaming at thesoulofdayton.com or WGNZ.com. Friends, since the start of this program, the emphasis has not changed. It is to teach only that which is authorized by God in the Bible. If you have a question about anything that is taught during our broadcast, please write to us so that we can supply a Bible answer to your Bible question. You may write to us at Landmarks for Living, care of the Needmore Road Church of Christ, 2211 Needmore Road, Dayton, Ohio, 45414, or email me at dr.rdmelson@nmrcoc.com. Beloved, the Bible is the only approved standard for authority today in all matters of morality, ethics, and religion, according to 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 13. Therefore, do not move nor remove the divine landmarks. We dare not step outside the sphere of divine authority and then try to pretend that we are walking by faith, for faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Keep this in mind, the way we treat the Scriptures, the Bible, God's Word, is the way we treat the Lord. Dayton, are you listening? I hope that you've learned from our earlier studies that the Scriptures are the complete, sufficient, error-free source of truth. As such, Jehovah issued forth the following warnings in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 2, in the New Testament in Revelation chapter 22, verses 18 and 19. God's Word is all the truth necessary for the genuine spiritual life, and it completely meets all the spiritual needs of mankind. Dayton, are you listening? We need to be reminded, and as I said last week, to learn to take the Lord with us everywhere we go. We need to be cognizant of who we are, those who have obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, to make sure that we are carrying ourselves as the Lord would want us to. As I said last week, as we closed out that interlude in looking at what character is all about, and what the character of the people of God should be, we want to now go and look at some actual characters in the Word of God and learn some things by looking at the lives in which they lived and the application of God's Word in their individual lives. We keep in mind the fact that, as Paul says in Romans chapter 15 and verse number 4, that whatever things that were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scripture might have hope. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, and we learned that those things that were written in the Old Testament are there for our learning. They're there. Those examples are there for us. And so as we are studying God's Word, let's look at some things that we can glean from some of these individuals who some we don't spend a lot of time with because there just isn't a lot of, one, there might not be a lot of information about the person, but others, we just read over them, we see their name, and we move on. Such is the case of the man Barzillai, the Iron Man. Barzillai, the Iron Man. You know, the story of Barzillai, the Gileadite, is one of the most touching in the Old Testament. The text informs us that of a story of a beautiful old man and a wonderful incident in a far from beautiful time. David was forced to flee in haste from the rebellious troops of his son Absalom. And without provisions, David and his troops headed for the hill country east of Jordan. Barzillai and others, as the text says, brought beds and basins and wheat and beans and honey and butter and sheep and cheese for David and for the people that were with him. The people, they were hungry, and they were weary and thirsty in the wilderness. According to 2 Samuel chapter 17, verses 27 through 29. All that we know about Barzillai is found in this passage and in another place in 2 Samuel chapter 19, verses 31 through 39. His name meant strong or made of iron. His home was in Rogelium, in Gilead, in the hill country of northeast Palestine, going to 2 Samuel chapter 19 and verse 31. It was a land of pastures with sheep and cattle. He was a very wealthy man, now some 80 years of age, according to 2 Samuel 19 and verse 32. Barzillai Barzillai gave far more than physical supplies to King David that day. For as we read, we learn that he gave of himself. You know, when you think about this fact, that he gave of himself, in the New Testament we would learn of an important principle, and that this is that is the essence of true giving. And Paul says in 2 Corinthians 8:5, "And this they did, not as we had hoped, but first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us, by the will of God." And so when one first gives himself over to God, then he can be useful in the service of the king. This man was a man of courageous loyalty. Barzillai did not want to see which way the wind would blow. Oh, he didn't put his, he didn't moisten his finger and hold it up to see which way the wind was going. He wasn't looking to see which way the flags were blowing. David was his king. David was his longtime friend. You know, many had turned against David, and others refused to commit themselves to King David. But the Iron Man stood solid as a rock, loyal at all costs. He was a friend who loved at all times, a brother born for adversity, as Solomon would indicate in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. The old man knew full well what his actions that day would cost him should David lose. But he gladly risked everything for friendship's sake. Oh, he was a loyal friend. Dayton, are you listening? We admire this man's generous hospitality. Barzillai knew what to do with his wealth. He was glad to share his wealth. It was not a matter of constraint. There was no thought of what do I get in return, no thought of reward. Such hospitality is a virtue expected of God's people today as well. Paul teaches us in Romans chapter 12, verse 13, that we're to be given over to hospitality. We are emphasized by the Lord, admonished by the Lord, to so minister to Christ's servants. And when we do so, when we minister to Christ's servants, is to serve Christ himself and will bring its own blessing. Matthew 25 and verse number 40. Each day brings us Barzillai's opportunities to do good if we would have the same spirit that he possessed. Paul would tell us in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, "Let us do good unto all men, but especially to those of the household of faith." Galatians 6 and verse 10. You know, friends, this old man had great respect for David's character. It was not a matter of popularity to Barzillai. David was God's man. David was a good man, an abused man. He deserved support. Even though at the moment he was a fugitive, David's cause was right. He believed he should give honor to whom honor is due. So the principle says in Romans chapter 13 and verse number 7. This old man had great respect for David's character. Dayton, are you listening? We further see that humility was a trait in the Iron Man in Barzillai. When the revolt was crushed, David and his men headed back to Jerusalem. Joyful friends went out to cheer their monarch. Barzillai also saluted his Lord. Remembering the kindness his friend had exhibited, David invited him to live in the royal court at Jerusalem. But he did not want to be a burden to his Lord, according to 2 Samuel chapter 19, verse 35. To him, his services were unworthy of special reward. It was an honor to him just to serve his king, just to walk by his king's side. You know, this attitude is captured by the poet who said, quote, "The service and loyalty I owe in doing pay itself," close quote. Humility was a trait that this man had and that we need to make sure we are striving to emulate. This man was at a beautiful old age. His was a beautiful old age. You know, the technical term was he was an octogenarian. He was not spared the infirmities of old age. His appetite and his senses were all failing. According to 2 Samuel 19, verse 35, time had taken its toll. You know, he said this in verse 35, "I am today 80 years old. Can I discern between the good and the bad? Can your servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any longer the voice of singing men and singing women?" He said, look, life has taken its toll on me. The evil days of decay had come, and the dust would soon return to the earth and the spirit to God who gave it, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 7. In the midst of these disabilities, we see no bitterness and we hear no complaint. His outer man had decayed, but his inner man was renewed, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16. Like the roses after the wedding, he had lost his color, but not the sweet smell. There is a mellowness of old age that many reflect. At 25, we are determined to carve our initials on every tree, but at 60, we have closed the knife blades. You know, here is Barzillai, he did not use his old age as an excuse from serving his king. While he was able, he was determined to do his part. His was a beautiful old age. Dayton, are you listening? We admire this man's calm approach to death. As he prepared to bid David farewell, he expressed the desire to die in his own land and be buried beside his parents. In verse 37, he says, "Please let your servant turn back again, that I may die in my own city and be buried by the grave of my father and mother." Oh, this is what he thought. He realized that his days were few. Death did not frighten him. There was no running from death, no pretending it was not near. Barzillai clearly saw that he was but a pilgrim en route to another land. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 13. You know, from him we learn both how to live and how to die. You know, that's an important thing. We all need to learn how to die. And in order for us to know how to die, we must first learn how to live. When we learn how to live for God, when we learn to serve God and serve others, then we will know how to face death. Barzillai was concerned for his children. If he were too old to live in the king's court, perhaps his son, Chinim, could enjoy the privilege. Verses 37 and 38, he said, "But here is your servant, Chinim. Let him cross over with my lord the king and do for him what seems good to you." And the king answered, "Chinim shall cross over with me, and I will do for him what seems good to you. Now, whatever you request of me, I will do for you." David honored the request, instructing Solomon to show kindness unto the sons of Barzillai. 1 Kings chapter 2 and verse 7. Everyone has a blessing to confer upon his children, even if very poor. The Bible lets us know that a righteous man that walketh in his integrity, blessed are his children after him. Proverbs chapter 20, verse number 7. Finally, before we look at some lessons to remember, precious memories will follow such a man's life. You know, sometimes people talk about and they wonder about what their legacy will be. Upon his deathbed, David still remembered with gratitude his old friend's kindness. In 2 Kings chapter number 2, verse number 7, listen to these words. I think they are fitting and appropriate. 2 Kings, chapter number 2, that's a misstatement, it's 1 Kings, chapter 2, 1 Kings, chapter 2, and verse number 7. Here David, toward the end of his life, makes this observation, "But show kindness to the sons of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and let them be among those who eat at your table, For so they came to me when I fled from Absalom, your brother. Barzillai's heirs are mentioned in Ezra chapter 2 and verse 61. His work did follow after him, as John would say in Revelation chapter 14 and verse 13, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord, that their works would follow after them. As we get ready to conclude, let me suggest there might be some great lessons for us to learn from this man. One, God can use us to bless some suffering saint, but only if we are willing to be used. We are reminded of the great personal sacrifice this man enjoyed for his kind deeds. We too should strive to grow old with the sweet spirit of Barzillai and have the attitude that he had toward death. May the Lord give us grace both to live and to die as this great man of Scripture did. One unknown poet wrote this, among the faithless, faithful only he, among the innumerable false, unmoved, unshaken, unseduced, unterrified, his loyalty he kept, his love, his zeal. May God bless us to be like the man who is known as the true and the first Iron Man, Barzillai. May we truly be that kind of Iron Man. Dayton, I hope you're listening. Beloved, it does matter what you think. Beloved, it does matter how you think. God has a plan of redemption, and it requires belief in him and that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. It requires repentance, a change of mind that's realized by a change in action. It requires confession of faith that you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and surrender to water immersion for the forgiveness of your sins. We hope that we can assist you in becoming a child of God.